Welcome to another episode of Why Not You with your host, Derek Wells, where we talk with leaders and entrepreneurs who are doing what they love to do. They'll share insights into overcoming adversity, the systems they use, along with the power of personal growth, faith, and much more. Our goal is to empower you with personal growth, faith, and a plan for ultimate success. Now, here's Derek with another life-changing story.
Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Why Not You. This is your host, D. Wells, and we are about to continue part two of this conversation with Dr. Naomi Hall. Listen, there was a quote. There was a fine line between challenging yourself and overwhelming yourself. Now, you know, Dr. Naomi talked about the transition from employment to entrepreneurship, having faith, but she also touched base on burnout. And she said it's about respecting our boundaries, not just our workload, it's the boundaries. And it was just a powerful take on burnout, but also finding identity beyond work, which is so huge, right, for so many people. So without further delay, let's get into part two. Let's go.
Like, that puts a whole different perspective on it of like, what am I saying about God's creation? Because I would never talk to one of my students the way that I talk to myself. Yeah. I've got to change that.
And that's a good way to actually make somebody, you know, think about it and reflect. Because, you know, so many people, they come up with these excuses of why they can't do this or why they can't do that, or I'm this, I'm that. And it totally contradicts what God says. But you know, I guess now as you're talking about it, you're saying the way you, maybe it just creates an opportunity for us, to, you know, just to remind people of who they really are and the power that's really within them. Because people are more powerful than they actually think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's just a matter of, you know, learning and, you know, thinking and using somebody else's resources to actually help you overcome. Kind of like how people are using you to actually overcome.
Yeah. To like live in joy and purpose and fulfillment. Like God calls us to an abundant life. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he didn't just give us life. He gave us life more abundant. And I'm like, that's the life I want to live. And I want to help other people live that and like help them see that, you know, living in the burnout, you don't have to live there. Like there is a better way. There is hope. There's healing. It takes time. It's not an overnight thing. It's a battle. Like I still battle the negative thoughts and the negative conversations, but I'm getting a whole lot better at catching it and taking my thoughts captive a lot faster. But yeah, God called us to an abundant life. And I'm like, all right, I want to figure out how abundant this life is. Like, what is there? Like, let's figure it out, folks. Like, if God said it, like, let's do it. Like, let's figure it out. Let's not just exist. Like, that's not any fun.
It's not.
Like, I think we forget, like, we get so caught up in like the words of scripture that we forget that there's an entire big picture going on. We were talking about it this morning in my Bible study of like, there's a bigger picture than just what you read on the page. We were in Exodus talking about when Moses and Aaron went before Pharaoh and Aaron dropped his staff and it turned into a snake. I'm like, okay, let's look at the big picture. Like the two of them, Moses is like, Aaron, drop your staff on the ground, and all of a sudden it turns into a snake. Can you imagine being the two? I'm like, oh my goodness, look at what just happened. Yeah. Like my staff just turned into a snake and it just ate all the other snakes. Like, you know, mad, like putting yourself in there and being like, oh my goodness. Like, could you imagine if you were the one doing it? Be like, dude, look at that. Like, look at what just happened, you know? And so like looking at the bigger picture and like how much real emotion and joy and fulfillment there can be in life. It's not just a do this, don't do that kind of life.
No. I think a lot of times, people just, the overwhelming thoughts, you know, they just take you captive. I mean, you mentioned it earlier, just with the thoughts and that taking you captive and now you're overwhelmed and not really understanding or having a clear method on how am I going to get out of this mess?
Yeah.
even though I've experienced, one miracle before, It's just the current the circumstances or situations always seem to blind people of what actually happened in the past and the goodness. And man, just being in a place where you can actually have some form of restoration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that just that the whole thought process is huge. And you know, that's I think I've a lot of people actually struggle with it. Just with maintaining like positive thoughts, because like you mentioned earlier, you have so many thoughts just going on in your mind at random times. And I'll never forget a pastor said, he said, you can have the most wickedest thought while you're actually in church, because mm-hmm. sometimes you could just, your mind just goes.
It off. Does. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Wild. So wild.
Yep.
People have yeah. to get to a place where they find, at least, I'm not sure. Do you, like, just with everything that you've learned and you experienced and this through education, do you think that there is a place where you can actually find balance, or you just have to, I guess, prioritize things in your life that are important and just kind of go off of that?
Yeah, I mean, there are people that are like, no, there's never balance. It's more of like a blender where you're making a smoothie and you just want to get a good flavor in it. I'm like, oh, it's kind of a good description.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of it is about like prioritization. Uh-huh. And like, oh, I hear so many times because I coach in burnout, but I also am a fitness coach with body. So fitness, yeah. nutrition, mindset, but they really go together because those are parts of the foundations of beating burnout. Mm-hmm. And I hear so like, I don't have time to add one more thing to my plate. I don't have the ability to think about that right now. I don't like, I hear that the negative, I can't afford that right now. Yeah. And I was thinking about this today of like, there are some things we can't afford not to do.
Right.
And like when you invest in coaching, because I was talking about this with my own coach last night, like I just paid good chunk of money to get coaching myself
mm-hmm.
in business because I don't have it all figured out. Right. And I need someone to sit down and be like, listen, Naomi, like this is what you need to do. Like, forget this stuff. You're getting distracted. Focus on this.
Yeah.
And it wasn't an expense. It was an investment in myself. So I think some of it is like changing our mindset about some of that, of like the paying the money to get an annual body membership and pay for a supplement every month. It's not an expense. It's an investment in my health.
Right.
Because if I don't take care of my health now, I will be paying for medical bills. And I've paid for plenty of medical bills in my past. Like I've put some doctor's kids through college with my health, you know, and I'm like, I can invest now or I can pay later. Mm-hmm. And so looking at, like you're saying, we get so caught up in these mindsets that we need someone else to help us see a different way and help us see that there is a way out. And I stand here as someone who fought my way out to help you. Yeah, it is possible. I'm a living example. And I think I have found a balance. And some of it is that I've just learned to listen better to the indicators of like, Naomi, you're letting stress get to you too much. You need to change some things.
Yeah.
You need to change your thinking. You need to change what you're doing. You need to say no more. You need to look at your boundaries. Like I've learned to listen to the indicators mm-hmm. when they're whispers rather than when they're like full on sirens blaring, lights flashing of like my body's about to shut down.
Right.
I've been there, like, you know, the brain fog, the fatigue, the exhaustion, the like stress comes out in such physical ways, in actual physical ailments. And I've been there and I don't want to get there again. So I've got to pay attention when my body's like, listen up, something's going on. You know, like the pain in the shoulders, the migraines, like for me, I clench my jaw at night. And so I get like lines in my, like on the inside of my mouth from like biting down. And then like, I get headaches or like, you know, it's different for different people. Some people get palpitations. I actually, this is the weirdest thing for me. I get plantar fasciitis when I'm super super stressed. I don't have it any other time. Wow. So like if my feet start hurting, I'm like, oh no, like it's time to like reassess and figure this out. So I think you can find balance, but it's a fine line of like watching those things and paying attention before things are out of balance.
Yeah.
And when you make an investment in yourself, it's that change of mindset of like, when I pay for a coach, I'm not just paying money. I'm investing in me becoming a better person. Right. So make that investment so that you can grow. You can become better. Because so often we're like, all right, I'm done with school. I'm done with degrees. I'm done, you know. But keep making those investments in yourself. Find those things to invest in. If you don't have a lot of money, like find the books. Like get them from the library. You know, those personal development books, I can recommend a bunch of books. Get an app like Growth Day. I am loving Growth Day. Like I loved Brendan Burchard before I got his app.
Yeah.
He partnered with our company Body. And so now like we can actually share his app with people and be like, here, like this is personal development in one spot. Like that was his goal, is to like bring all the personal development tools into one place. You didn't have to go get this and that and the other thing.
Yeah.
You got it all in one app. So like, if you can't afford a coach, like go find the books, do the personal development. And that's one of my things that's, I don't know, a bugaboo for me now with education. I can't come up with any other word. Right. I know it's like an old word. In education, PD is huge, but it's professional development. And it's always focused on learning a new curriculum, how to apply the curriculum, how to revise the curriculum, behavior management, classroom management, all of this.
Yeah.
And you're doing this professional development for professionals. Teachers, administrators are professionals. They went to school for what they did. They're highly educated people. It wasn't until I went into the network marketing space, actually with Body, where we were encouraged to do PD as personal development. And I was like, where has this been my entire career?
Right.
I am now in a network marketing company that tells me you need to be doing personal development. You need to be growing as an individual. I'm like, why isn't this in the field of education?
Yeah.
Why aren't we helping educators? And that's what I do. I do personal development with them. Yeah. Why aren't we helping them grow as people, as individuals? Because you are so much more than your career, and it all affects each other. Your home stress affects your work stress. Your work stress affects your home life. It's all connected.
It is.
So why aren't we helping educators in this sphere learn to be better people, learn to manage their stress, learn to work on their mindset? And there's a little bit of it with the social emotional learning piece, but that's mostly focused on kids.
Yeah.
Like you got to help your teachers, you got to help your administrators. And so I love the field of personal development, like working on myself to become a better person.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you talked about, you know, being part of a network marketing, because that's where I found, you know, personal development, because they really emphasize, you know, they had like a book of the month. And so everybody was getting like the book of the month that they actually recommended. And so you're actually reading this stuff and you're working on yourself, because you can't grow or help anybody else unless you're growing yourself, right?
Yeah.
It is so huge. And the whole thing about investing in yourself, because I actually have a coach too, and it's phenomenal, because, you know, not only are we talking about things that make you become more self-aware, triggers and blind spots, and how to identify these things and what to do when you actually come across one of the triggers, but also like implementing systems that actually help you carry out your goals, right? Because you have to have a system in place to manifest the goals. Otherwise, it's just a thought, really. You're not going to have a plan of attack. And so.
Yep. Yeah, it's so, so important.
It is. So just thinking about like the systems and things that you actually have to implement, are you time blocking, using calendars to track your day, or just to kind of stay in tune to what you actually have going on?
Yeah. The funny thing is I wasn't aware of time blocking until I was in my business. But the funny thing is, in education, your entire day is time blocked for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's chunked by time blocks, literally. And I was like, oh, okay. So this totally makes sense. So yes, I time block Sunday night. I pull out my planner and I put in everything that is solid time, that like appointments and things go in, those get highlighted. Cause I'm like, I need to be either on Zoom or in a location. So like that's highlighted. So I like don't miss it. And then I start filling in the other things of like, what do I need to be working on? What are the things that I need to consistently do for my business so that it moves forward? Where are my coaching appointments for myself? Of like, where am I getting coached? What do I need to show up for? Where are my clients in my calendar? And what do I need to do? So yeah, I am definitely time blocking. It's amazing. Yeah. That combined with the Pomodoro technique is like a superpower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And oh, here's my other thing. So time block, use the Pomodoro technique. And then if you're really struggling with focus, I struggle at the end of the week with my focus. So I front load my week completely. Like I put as much in Monday to Wednesday as I can, because I know Thursday and Friday are a struggle for me. The other thing to add to the Pomodoro is binaural beats for studying. You throw in your earbuds and it plays two different wavelengths, one in each ear. So that as you listen to it, it actually creates this variation in the sound, a beat. And it's amazing how much that helps with your focus. It's incredible.
And what is that called again?
Binaural beats.
Okay. Binaural beats.
There's one on YouTube that I use. It's like a 90-minute binaural beats for study. Uh-huh. And it's amazing. I love it.
Okay.
Like you can just, it just really helps you with focus.
Wow. I'm definitely going to be trying that.
It's amazing. Yeah. Like literally my dietitian told me about it.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Amazing.
So who would you say like are the, I guess the people that probably had like the most impact on your life?
I was thinking about this because when you gave me the question ahead of time, I was like, oh, this is a tough one. I would say number one is my mom.
Yeah.
My mom has been just a rock throughout my life and always there, always cheering me on and always pushing me, not always when I wanted it, but knowing that I was capable of more, she wouldn't accept less.
Yeah.
And I hated it at times in school because she was like, no, go fix it. No, that's not okay. And I'm like, oh my goodness, mom, like everyone else. She's like, I'm not everyone else's mother. I'm like,
yeah,
nope, you're not. You know, so there were times I didn't appreciate it, like in school and that. But mom has always been there for me. And even now, like, I don't think, and it, I mean, you think about the process we go through to get to where we're on our journey of like, for me, leaving a solid job to start a business. I think it took a little bit for mom to see that vision. She's on with me now. And it's not that she discouraged me from it. It was just like, so are you making enough money? Like I'm just, it was that concern for me,
right.
You know? And now she's like, so like you got clients, it's like, where are you going? Like, what's this one? You know? But she's always been there pushing me to be my best, pushing me knowing that I could do more and encouraging me when I was like, when I was burnt out and I was sitting on the couch sobbing, cause I was like, mom, I have so much to do. And I like, I'm crying even harder because I know I'm wasting time crying, you know? And she was the, all right, have your cry.
Uh-huh.
And what's the one thing you can do and go to bed? Like go to bed. Like, yeah. Mom knew that. Like I don't function well without sleep. And that's one of my foundations of stress management is sleep. Yeah. So it was like, all right, go to bed, get up early in the morning and take care of it. And mom was the one that introduced me to Christ and made sure that I was at church and I was being fed and I was being faithful, that I was serving and all of that. And I knew, so my mom is in her 70s and she is one of the healthiest, most active women I know in her 70s. And she doesn't look like she's in her 70s. Like my brother and I have talked about this. We're like, mom is amazing. Like she is just always taking care of herself. She is out. I don't know what time it is she goes out now, but when I was in school and high school and college, she was working as a nurse full time. That was her career. She's a retired nurse. So, you know, she, For a while, it was just mom and I, because my dad had left and I lived with mom, and she worked full time, rotating nights, rotating holidays, all of that. She worked hard to provide for me. And I knew that at 5 a.m., my mom was out walking and praying for me. I knew that daily I was being prayed over. So mom is one of the hugest influences in my life. And just knowing that she's there, she's working hard, she's taking care of herself, like, that's an inspiration to me of like, I want to be like that. I want to be the woman at 70 who can go sledding with my grandkids, you know, that can get down on the floor and back up again. Mom like makes rock walls and like amazing. So I was like, you know, you don't have to lift rocks, right? Mom, you know, like, you know, I can help you. And she's like, I got it. Fine. You know? And so, you know, she slowed down a little bit, but like still staying active, taking care of herself. I'm like, I think it's so important that people realize this is one of those things. So having dealt with chronic illness, I spent a lot of my adult life sick, in pain, unable to work out and exercise regularly. So I don't take for granted that, you know, I got up this morning and did a 45-minute workout and lifted weights and, you know, did that. I'm 43. And I'm like, listen, the people who are my age are like, oh, you know, when you hit 40, I'm like, no, no. Like, it really bothers me when people are like, oh, this is as good as it gets. You know, when you turn 50, it all falls apart. And I'm like, no, no,
don't project you that negativity. Can live
Like, you can live a different life. You can take care of yourself. You can be the person, like, on my body team, we have women from their 20s to their 60s who are chasing little children or chasing grandchildren. Yeah. And they're working out and fueling their bodies so that they can do that. So that they, it's not all about weight. It's about the life that you lead and being able to be present and active and live that abundant life we talked about of like, no, we're not talking about like everything falling apart at 30, 40, 50. It's falling apart because what you're putting in your body, like, you are fueling your body with junk, and that's creating inflammation and pain and brain fog. And I had the blessing of fighting chronic Lyme disease and knowing what those things did to my body and not being able to eat them. No, going, no, I can't have that because I know what it does to me. Right. I know what it does to my pain, all of that. I can't have that. I know that that feeds the bacteria that's trying to kill me. And so I learned through that, these things. And so, like, it matters what you put in your body. You can't get up off the couch because you sat down on the couch and you didn't get back up again. Like, once you sit on the couch and let it claim you, it will keep you. Like, you have got to invest in yourself in that way of like fitness, nutrition, all of that, or you will slow down. You will have pain. You will have weight you can't lose. You will have inflammation. Your gut will be a disaster. Your hormones will be a disaster, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Right. That is huge. You said that couch, that to claim you.
Just like sucks you in.
So don't, you know, what's funny about that is I remember when I was going through my master's program, and my old pastor, he was like, do not get a comfortable chair to study in. He said, get a wooden chair that's going to keep you up. That way you'll never get comfortable.
Yep.
And that's what I ended up doing.
Yeah. My doctorate, the room I'm sitting in, I earned it on the floor here. Of like, cause like I was doing research and writing my dissertation. I'm like, I would sit on the floor with the papers and notes and everything out in front of me and like working on it on the floor. Cause that was the only place I had enough space to like lay everything out at once. So yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah.
So what books are you reading right now? Or
so I am reading The Language of Breath by Jesse Coomer, which he is fantastic. He is like a breathwork guru. I love breathwork, and I use some of it with my clients, but as I'm reading this book, I'm like, well, I know fits in like a thimble compared to what Jesse teaches in his book. So his book is so well written. It's just so accessible. He gives you practices to do as you read the book and reminds you to go back to certain ones. Like, remember, this is the one you should be doing and this is how it works.
Yeah.
I have interviewed him a couple of times and I didn't realize you can breathe wrong. And I was like, for real? And then I'm reading his book and I was like, huh, I breathe wrong, don't I? So like the way you breathe can actually contribute to your stress and anxiety.
Really?
So a lot of us are mouth breathers. And being a mouth breather creates like these shallower breaths from your chest, which is not where we're supposed to be breathing from, which triggers your unconscious mind to be like, oh, we're not safe. We need to be on guard. Yeah. Like, watch out. And so like just that simple change of mouth breathing to nose breathing can make a huge difference. So his book is fantastic. I am also reading The 14-Day Stress Cure by Mort Orman. And I'm not reading it in 14 days. FYI. But he has a very different view on stress, which is really interesting because he works with stress and anger elimination, not management, but elimination. And a lot of what he's talking about is how we think and the language that we use. So he works with biolinguistics, how our language affects our body and our biology. So that one's been really interesting.
Yeah. Are you talking about the first person you mentioned, I mean, regards to breathing, is funny because I was watching. Are you familiar with Ed Milet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Ed Milet, he ended up having Dr. Joe Dispenza on, who was talking about meditation and emotions and feelings and how the emotions, how did he say it? He talked about, I'm trying to remember how, I can't remember exactly how he said it, but one thing he did say about emotions is being able to imagine emotion linked to, associated with the place that you want to be, because we have so much trauma from the past or things that, that are still in our brains that we really don't recognize on a conscious level until something actually like some kind of event or crisis or something like that. Then all of a sudden it comes up. But then how we need to find and identify a place that we really want to be. And so as you were talking about that, it made me think about Ed Milet having Joe Dispenza on, and then Troy Aikman, who everybody knows Troy, right?
Right.
So just from commentating. And I'll never forget when he shared a story about after he commentated, I think it was a playoff game or something like that, playoff or a Super Bowl game, him and Joe Buck. And after the game, he said he was walking and then another quarterback who retired some years ago, I can't remember, but I think he's a sports analyst also. And he said, he just looked at Troy. He was like, what's wrong? He said, man, this is like one of the biggest games ever. And Troy was like, he said at that time when he was asked this question, he felt like he was missing something, like something was missing out of his life. Mm-hmm. And then that's when he started doing like more meditation to actually get him to a place. And he worked on the breathing and just being at this place of like just solitude. Mm-hmm. But being able to connect with your mind and body on a whole, everybody says it takes work. I need to be more consistent in doing stuff like that. But I know it takes work and practice.
It does. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. A lot of practice.
Yeah.
I'm still working on breathing correctly. Yeah.
Before I let you go, like when it comes to everything that you've done, the people that you're influencing, how would you define success at this phase of your life?
Oh, it's always such a good question because there's so many ways we can define success. And so often we look at success as financial.
Yeah.
And if you look at that, I'm not successful right now. Mm-hmm. And I often look at that because I have huge goals. Huge. And I'm not there. So I can be very down on myself because I haven't achieved the goals. But what I'm learning is goals aren't meant to be achieved. Like if you're setting goals that you can easily achieve, like you need to aim higher, folks. Right. Like you need to up the level there. And so I love what Brendan Burchard doesn't talk about smart goals. He talks about dumb goals, like these big, huge goals that people are like, what are you thinking? Like, dude, like tone it down a little. Because that gives us something to strive for. And it's about setting a goal that you need to become somebody else. You need to become a different person. You need to look at that goal and be like, okay, who do I need to become to achieve that? I got to become that person today.
Yeah.
Like I am the person that can achieve that and changing our mindset towards that. And so instead of looking at when I assess myself for success, did I achieve my goal? And be like, no, I didn't. I'm a failure. I've had to look back, and I did this at the beginning of this year. I was like, and I'm still working on this of, okay, so I didn't achieve my goals, but what did I achieve? Well, this is kind of cool. Like when I look at numbers, my numbers aren't where I want them to be or need them to be, but my income in my body business from 22 to 23, it went up 2.5 times in a year where most partners lost revenue. Or just stayed the same. I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. Like I did grow my recovering educator business. My income multiplied 8.4 times. Wow. I'm like, okay, it's not where I need it, but that's pretty cool. Yeah. And like talk about like compound effect. If I can keep that going, like pretty cool. Like that will grow. So like looking at those kind of things, like, okay, you didn't achieve your goal, but are you still where you started? No.
Yeah.
Like you've made progress. So it's like looking at the progress that you've made towards that goal, that like, you're not where you started. You're somebody else. You're somewhere else. So really looking at things like that. And then like, I forget to celebrate my accomplishments of like, I started a business. Like I joined an MLM, a network marketing, but I also started my own business with no business degree. Like that's pretty cool. Like I didn't go to business school, which is probably a good thing for me because I don't know what's coming. Like I can just like live in the now and just do the stuff I need to do. I achieved like the top 2% of my company this year by achieving my next rank. And I forget to celebrate that. Like, come on, Naomi, like you did this.
Yeah.
Like celebrate that. So I think when we look at success, we've got to redefine it and not let other people define it for us. And even using our own goals to help us define success, it's not just about achieving the goal, but where you are based on where you started. Like, hey, I didn't get 5 out of 5, I got 3 out of 5. Like, come on, let's celebrate. I hit a level that other people haven't hit. Let's celebrate that. So I think I'm learning that success is about celebrating the small things and looking at the progress.
Right. And that is so huge just for confidence. And creating that momentum. Because that's, I mean, it's easy to kind of get bogged down when you talk about like the goals and stuff also.
And it's easy to compare and be like, man, they're doing so much better than me. And actually, this was kind of cool. I went to a business conference mastermind the last week of November into December. And like, I was really nervous going into it. I'm like, who am I to be in this room? Like I am going to be in this room with people who have multi-million dollar businesses. Like I just got a baby business. Like I have no business being in this room. And then I walk in and I realize almost every single woman I talked to that was there felt the same way, had this same anxiety of like, I'm not good enough to be here. And I'm like, the whole point is she's teaching us how to make the money. Like we do belong here. Right. It doesn't matter whether you just started your business, you've been in business 20 years, you belong here. And everybody has these anxieties about this and about showing up and realizing, I was like, oh, actually, like when I talk with more people, I'm actually doing pretty well. Like I'm actually like moving forward. Like I actually am successful. Like I'm not where these multi-million dollar businesses are, but when I look at myself in this group of people, like, okay, I am making progress. I am successful. Right. And like, I am doing these things and making it work.
You are.
Yeah.
So celebrate the win.
Celebrate. Yeah. Nothing's too small to celebrate. Yeah. And I love doing that for my clients of like, look at what you did. Like, celebrate this. I'm better at doing it for them than I am for myself.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
So before I let you go, you know, just that, you know, the whole podcast is, I mean, what you talked about embodies the podcast. I'm just with the whole premise as far as identifying something that you want to do, no matter how it is. I mean, you might come to that burnout point. You might be in a place where you're just comfortable and you just allow the comfort to prevent you from taking action on the ideas and dreams that you may have. Can you just share with the listeners just why it's important just to kind of follow through on your ideas and dreams no matter where you are?
I love that you asked this because purpose has come up in so many different places for me in the last 2 weeks. And we all have a purpose.
Right.
And when you're at a place of hating your job, whether because of burnout or whatnot, even just being kind of, I was talking with a friend about this, even just being kind of neutral about your job, you need to take a step back and look at that and figure out what is it that you hate about your job? And are you in the right place? Are you living out your purpose? And so kind of like you said, like, what do you look at? What do you love doing? What do you love? And I can tell you, I may not be making a whole lot of money at the moment, but I love what I am doing. Like sitting here talking on this podcast, I love doing stuff like this. Yeah. Absolutely love it. I love speaking. Tomorrow, I will be speaking to a group of teachers about financial stress. I love it. So I know I am on the right track. I am following purpose. God has a purpose for us. And it's not just to get by. It's not just to put in your hours at work. If you hate your job, take a step back and look at, okay, what is my purpose and what do I love? Because God called us to an abundant life. Right. He did not call us to just get by. He gave us talents, passions, interests for a reason, to use them for Him. So what is it you love? Like, and how can you do that in a way that fulfills your purpose? I love speaking. I love coaching. I love helping people be successful. And I was at a point in my career where I wasn't loving what I was doing. I didn't hate it, but I wasn't loving it like I did originally. And it's okay for your passions and your purpose to change throughout your life. We go through different seasons. Teaching was a season for me. And people are like, so are you ever going to go back to the classroom? Are you going to go back to administration? And I'm like, no, that was for a time. That's not for right now. Right. You know, and so you have to be certified to teach in public schools, be an administrator, all of that. I battled with whether or not to keep up my certification. And most people will tell you, always keep it. And I was like, no, I need to let it go because it's a crutch for me. It's a back door for me. And I can fairly easily get it back. But I was like, no, I need to let this go because it's a safety net for me to be able to step back and be like, I still have this. I can still easily get back. And I had to let it go. So sometimes we have to let go of those security blankets. Mm-hmm. Say, no, I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
There it is. Never let a face define you, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. I love it. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you. This was fantastic.
Yeah, this was good. I appreciate it. Dr. Naomi Hall. Naomi Hall.
Thank you so much. Let's
go. Yeah, I appreciate it. That was good. Joining me in this episode of Why Not You with Dr. Naomi Hall. And what a blessing it was just to have her on the episode and just kind of share her story, everything that she's experienced, triumph over triumph over triumph. Boy, you really have to dig deep sometimes just to win. And I know it's a struggle, but a lot of people don't want to take the time or the energy to overcome. They don't want to think. They don't want to get out of that comfort zone. And she's a testament of somebody who actually got out of out of her own way and out of her comfort zone to experience excellence. She had to shift her mindset. And we talked about that and she hit on it
what you have to do with thinking or having positive thoughts, affirmations. What are you going to do to overcome those challenging thoughts? What are you going to do to put yourself in the best position to win in life? Because life is not a game. And I think a lot of people actually think life is a game and they're going to have more than one life, which isn't the case. And sometimes you get to a place when you get to a certain age and change is hard because you have all these habits that you have to navigate, you have to break. And when you don't experience the results that you want to experience in a timely manner, you end up falling back to how it was. And so you just really have to think about, is life worth fighting for? And what does it mean to you? But I just want to give Dr. Naomi Hall a shout out again for taking the time to come on and just share with so many people. And next week on Why Not You, please stay tuned because I'm going to have Miss Michaela Johnson from Atlanta, who's going to be talking about her experiences as well. And she's going to be directing her first dance production. And she has big hopes and dreams. And I know she's going to conquer because of who she is and what she wants to do in the circle that she's associated with. It's inevitable for success or for her not to succeed. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, y'all have a blessed week. And remember, we cannot become what we need if we remain where we are. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Why Not You? Remember, have faith and believe in yourself. God does. Also, subscribe to our channel and go to our website for more free content and life-changing stories at thewhynotyou.com. Until next time.